This week we have a lot of Dominican saints. In today's feast, one of the Dominican saints who is not very well known, especially not in America, but he is in the calendar, the traditional calendar, and the martyrology of the church, period. Today is the feast of the Dominican priest, St. Peter of Verona. Now, St. Peter is very interesting. It just shows you how the grace of God can achieve many things. And so, for some of you who are going to be received into the church and baptized into the church, it's a very important thing, because St. Peter's parents were heretics. They were Catharists, Manichaeans, who denied that God created anything material. Everything material was evil. This is, of course, the same thing as St. Dominic fought the Albigensians. And heresies take new names, but they're the same heresy. And so, even though little Peter was born in a heretic family, as many people are, God protected him and led him to himself and to the truth of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. When he was a very young man, he went to study at the university, and there he met, probably in Bologna, though he was not eating bologna sandwiches, that's for you to do, in Bologna, he met none other than St. Dominic. And St. Dominic received him into the Dominican order. And he was to do many things there, though not for long, because he did preach the faith continuously against the heresies that were widespread at that time. This is not the only era in the church's history that has heresies. There have always been heresies. Now, there are some things now that are different that I won't mention, but there always have been heresies. And so anyway, he preached and preached, and as a result, when you preach the truth, you make enemies. That's very important to know. The first reading of today ends, "He who follows Christ will have to suffer many things." And that is the truth. If you truly follow Christ, you will have to suffer many things. And I can certainly give testimony of that. In the meantime, he preached and preached, and then he ran into a group of heretics, and he preached to them without fear, and they came upon him. And of course, his iconography has him with an axe on his head, because that is the way they finished him off. They hit him right and left, but the thing that killed him was an axe on his head. And so his iconography of the holy pictures, that is, shows him with an axe on his head. He wears an axe proudly as a hat for the honor and glory of God. Of course, this week we also have St. Catherine of Siena, St. Pius V, and so forth. So we give thanks to God for all the Dominicans who have given such great testimony to the church, to the faith of Jesus Christ. He who follows Jesus Christ will have much to suffer in this life. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And of course, today we gave the Catholic rite of burial to our beloved parishioner and friend, who was for many years here very vocal and active and a great supporter of tradition, William Polakiewicz, whom we knew as Wild Bill. And so we did all the honors of those who have died in the state of grace as Catholics, and had just given him the last rites on Holy Thursday night. So we pray to God that his death will bring about many good things. There are some members in his family who expressed today the fact that they need to come back to the church. So I said, well, this is a perfect opportunity. So come, you know where I am. So pray for the whole Polakiewicz family that they may return to the church if they have left. His wife and younger son are my godchildren. And his wife is totally demented. She didn't know where she was, but that's okay, she was there. And his son is one of the ones who said, I need to come back. So pray for them that they will return to the house of the Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Requiem aeternam dona ei Domine, et lux perpetua lucia Deis, requiescant in pace. Amen. Filium anime, et misericordiam Dei, requiescant in pace. Amen. Now we continue with